You ready to take a call?
Oh, God, no.
Eddie's out in Cicero, and now he's on with Chris Ronji. Hey, Eddie, you're on the score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
My concern as a White Sox fan is not Jose Abreu. It's, first of all, they didn't do much in the offseason. I looked at Harrison, Pollock, and Garcia's numbers. That doesn't impress me. That's a concern of that lack of production. And we don't have a good, powerful left-handed hitter. And I think also, I think we have an issue with our starting pitching. I think we need another good starting pitcher. And those are my concerns.
So,
I just want to hear what you guys think about it.
Okay, great. So everything is on the list for Eddie out there in Cicero.
Here are my problems with the team. All of it.
Right, except for Abreu, who is clearly a problem right now.
He's part, because he's supposed to be part of a potent offense. And I know you've seen the numbers already. I know you've been looking at them. But they are well below average offensively as a team. Well below. Like, I think they're 24th or 25th in baseball right now in the WRC plus number, which is a pretty good, you know, indication of the kind of offense you have. I mean, there are a lot of good numbers to look at, but if you look at all of them, they're going to tell you about the same thing. They're not hitting for power. And you and I had this conversation, I think it was right as the season started. It might have been maybe a week or two before. And I remember talking with you, and we discussed, if you remember, what Rick Hahn said, what the organization said during the offseason, or it was right at the end of the playoffs last year. And his words were, and I'm paraphrasing, but I think I'm pretty close to what he said. It was, we have a lot of work to do, or something along those lines. Like, we know we have a lot of stuff to do. And granted, like the caller said, they did make a lot of acquisitions. Harrison is an acquisition. Pollock is one too. But are they good enough? Are they good enough for a team that's on the precipice of being really, really good? I mean, they have it's a very talented collection of players. And you and I know we've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating. Why not go hard here? Like, why not go? Like, you're close. You're close to be. You're good. You're really good. You could be damn good. So even if it doesn't work out, you sign guys, you know, you make trades, whatever it is, and you make this team not just incrementally better, but you make it significantly better. It doesn't guarantee you win a World Series, but you've taken a shot. You haven't just said, oh, we're going to fill positions with this guy, and Pollock's been good in the past. And I thought it was an okay acquisition to get him, but there had been better options over the last couple of seasons for right field, and they passed on those. And also in the rotation, a pretty good rotation, but your back end is a little weak. Why not make that even stronger? What do the Los Angeles Dodgers do every year?
They go
to the World Series. They may not win it, but they go there and they're like, all right, now what? Let's go get Mookie Betts. You know, like, they get even better. Like, they don't stop. And I know they have more resources, but the White Sox aren't poor. I mean, they could do things too. And I wish that going into this off season, or, you know, going into this regular season during the off season, I wish they had done that and really pressed the gas a little harder.